listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. It is once again the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, the third part of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on this Tuesday, October 17, 2023, in prime time, folks. And finally, off topic note here before I get into what I want to talk about here tonight here. Finally, my new laptop here focused on podcasting finally synced up the actual time here in the central time zone in Manhattan, Kansas. So finally getting some traction here with this new laptop that I had purchased 2 months ago now. So that's good on that part. So that's good moving forward. But anyways, today, K-State women's basketball had their media days. Today, Jeff Mitty, head coach of the K-State basketball team. And if you've been with me throughout the summer, or really for the last 2 years of this podcast, or since the beginning, well, really after the first year, this K-State women's basketball team has talent. And when they added this young lady to the team last year, I thought this would be her only year, or back then would be her only year at K-State. Where it turns out she wanted to come back, use her extra year, thanks to the whole COVID situation, and now she'll have a chance to play with a healthy Ioka Lee. I'm talking about Gabby Gregory, who transferred from University of OU, and for the second straight year, guard Gabby Gregory has been named to the Ann Myers Drysdale Shooting Guard of the Year Award preseason watch list earlier today. Of course, she, Serena Sundell, and of course, Ioka Lee were representing the team along with head coach Jeff Mitty in Kansas City for media days. Gregory, a unanimous selection for the 2023-24 preseason All Big 12 team, was named a top 10 candidate for the award. Of course, last season, I just mentioned that there, or was about to mention that. So there is that as well. Let's see here. Of course, named after the first player, male or female, named to an All-American team for the fourth straight college seasons. The annual award, it's in its sixth year, recognizes the top shooting guard in a women's NCAA Division I college basketball. Excuse me, I'm distracted all over the place. To be considered for this prestigious award, candidates must exhibit the tendency and scoring prowess of the class 1993 Hall of Famer Ann Myers. I believe I also said that last year about Gabby Gregory making it on to the list mid-season there as well. So, look, the 2024 Ann Myers Drysdale Award winner will be presented on a to-be-determined date, along with the other four members of the women's starting five. Additional awards being presented, including the Nancy Liberman Award for the point guard, Cheryl Miller Award for small forward, Katrina McLean power forward, and the Lisa Leslie Center. I believe I mentioned that as well when the Ioka Lee was healthy there as well. Also candidates as well for this award. I'll just name only a couple here. Jazz Shelley, Nebraska here. Let's see if I find any other. Oh, this name right here. J.J. Quinterly, West Virginia. We know that name. Right there, Shaylee Gonzalez, Texas. I'm just naming a couple from the Big 12. Let's see down here. I believe that is it I'm looking at there as well. So, yeah, Gonzalez, Quinterly, yep. They're going to be on that schedule this year. Gabby, the league's top returning scorer, established career highs last year in every statistical category. Again, last year or before she came here to K-State, she was battling injuries and was out of the rotation at Oklahoma, decided, well, I'm going to take my talents. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where I'm going to be going down there for a different reason next month. Exactly. Or almost exactly. Yeah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But that's a whole other podcast for down the road. But from Tulsa there as well, led the league in scoring, field goals made, attempts, three-point field goals made and attempted, free throw shooting, rebounding, assists, and steals. That's the short version right there as well. Gabby Gregory was one of five players in the nation last season to average 18 or more points, 5 or more rebounds, and 2 or more three-point field goals made per game. She was the first player in K-State history and one of 4 in the nation with 625 or more points, 160 or more made free throws, and 80 or more connections from downtown. She ranked 2nd in school history for free throws made in a season with 162 and set the K-State school record for free throws made by a senior a year ago. Obviously, I'm going to try to touch on Serena was named as well onto another list, watch list, and Ilka Lee, obviously, with all kind of accolades for her as well. We should all know that as well. And I've been hyping up. Again, I got to go back to the hammer, drawing that board. I don't have a whiteboard, but drawing the line. This team, of course, I got some talent, young talent that they got in the offseason. I'm talking about they recruited some young talent, some really good talent, and it got some good players from the transfer portal as well. This team, I think they reloaded. This Jack Mini team, I think they reloaded, and I think they're a little bit more deeper than they were a year ago. Now, I'm not even biased. Well, I am biased. This is K-State sports, all things K-State. I graduated from this university. I got to be biased. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, K-State, women's basketball, of course, yes. I'm going to say it again. Men's basketball, and a lot of anticipation there from the fans. And, of course, if you've been on social media today, the Octagon of Doom is officially back. It was on posted on Twitter. I know I saw that when I had a glance. I had a crazy day today. So yeah, absolutely. But yet, the Octagon of Doom has relighted, ignited the fire as well as we are quickly approaching basketball season here in Manhattan, Kansas. And K-State women's basketball there take care of business in Kansas City for K-State women's basketball Big 12 Media Day today. K-State will begin the 2023-24 year season with the preseason in a couple weeks, Friday, November 3rd against Pitt State at 6:30 tip. Wildcats will kick off their non-con portion of its schedule a couple of days later against Presbyterian College at 6:30 as well. There's tickets still available, or season tickets anyways for that matter, for this team. And from what I've heard from a couple months ago, that those ticket packages have been going off the shelves, and they should be, because this team, if they can play up to its potential again, knock on wood, if they can stay, all of them can stay healthy, knock on wood, right? They have an opportunity, folks, they can be right up there contending for a Big 12 title. Yeah, I said it on this podcast. So, you've been following me throughout the last 2 years on the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State. I'm an hype up this team. Now, again, last year highlighted the upset of Iowa and Clayton Clark. They're going to be back on that schedule again. I believe they're going to be on the road this time for that game. Ooh, we cannot wait. You're going to have to, hopefully, again, Ailey, stay healthy, please. Thank you. You have two of the best players in a college game, as well. We hyped it up so much last year, and unfortunately, Lee had to go through her deal with the surgery and all that. Now she's healthy. She's ready to rock and roll with her teammates, Gabby Gregory, Ayoka Lee, that 1-2 combo punch. I cannot wait to see how that plays. That is just going to be an absolute nightmare for, I don't care. I don't care who you are. Texas, West Virginia, who else? Who else is in that mix? Tech, UCF, got newcomers in there, Houston, UCF, BYU in that mix there. I know I'm leaving out somebody in there. Iowa State, I don't care who you are. That's a dangerous combination. I know Gabby was trying to cure this team on her back. But let's not forget about, hey, freshman of the year 2 years ago, Serena Sundell and them Glenn twins, Jalen and Raleigh as well. That trio, now a junior trio as well. This podcast started the same time as Serena and the Glenn twins came on campus here in Manhattan, Kansas. So it's been really a treat to follow them up here to the stage. Now can they follow through and be a little bit more consistent, all of them? But I think together, and then with the transfers they got, and of course Taryn Size, the talented freshman, which I completely overlooked this team can have something special here in 2023-24. I cannot wait to see this all, how it's all going to shake out in the meantime. But for right now, everything concluded for K-State, I believe. For Jeff Mitty and Co. for Media Day here today. Well, not here, but in Kansas City today, as they are slowly but surely, before we know it, it's going to be tip-off time for men's and women's basketball here at K-State, the Pro Project Podcast. You're new listener to the podcast. Appreciate you for checking us out here tonight. Whenever you listen to this podcast, you make this your first or your second lesson of the day, which will be Wednesday, by the way, already. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available wherever you get your favorite Kansas State podcast. We are part of that family. Of course, there's other good K-State content out there as well. So you make sure you're making our podcast part of that as well. We cover all things K-State. So K-State wants basketball on the hunt here, coming up here in a couple weeks with a preseason game on the 3rd of November. That's going to put a cap into this one, the Pro Project Podcast, K-State Women's Basketball. In this episode, Eddie Greer, Go Cats. We'll be back, obviously, here throughout the week with more coverage, K-State coverage coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.